So, did you hear we have a flea market coming? I have the first treasure from the flea market right here. Who wants to see it? Oh, only some of you. Well, you all have to see it. So I have right here this special china plate. And I also got at the flea market this special stick. So, who was the last time you saw somebody spin a plate? Yeah, you're not going to see it today either. But we know the routine, right? Well, maybe the kids don't. Those who watched Ed Sullivan will. If you look, you'll find that the world's record is 108 plates being spun at one time. You can still see this trick, you know, at circuses and entertainment venues, and it gets people's attention. So I want to talk about spinning plates. Think of all the plates you spin in your life. If we're in a marriage, we're spinning a plate marriage because we have to maintain that important relationship. If you're parents, you have children, and you spend lots of time spinning the plates of children, making sure they go to school and they're dressed well and they eat right and they go to their sports activities and they go to their doctor's appointments. If we have a job, we're busy spinning the plates of our work, making sure our employer is happy and the people we work with. If we have a home, we're busy spinning the plates of making sure it's clean, doing the laundry, doing the dishes, caring for the yard. There's lots of plates to spin. And then there's friendships. And we spin the plates of our friendship and the plates of staying healthy. Lots of plates to spin. There's the plate of paying for all the bills. Think of your faith plates. What are the faith plates you have to spin in life? We spin the faith plate of our daily prayer and receiving the sacraments and serving the community and practicing sacrifice and helping those in need. If you listen to St. Paul in the second, he reminds us the greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as you would love yourself. We're called to spin that plate. And if you remember, if you saw the routine, if a plate falls and breaks, they put another one on and start over. They keep spinning the plates. Think about the plates that Jesus had to spin in his life. We hear that he wants to go to Jerusalem today. He knows where that's going to lead. And so he's spinning the plate of his anxiety, but knowing it's what he has to do. And then he begins to call people, and he has to spin the plate of inviting them. And when they say, I'm busy, he says, well, keep going. Let go of family. Let the dead bury the dead. Come and proclaim the kingdom of God. Come and follow me, he says. And people walk away. When they want to bring fire down on the people who wouldn't welcome him, he says, no, you can't do that. You got to keep spinning the faith plate of faith. Think of the relationships that he had. He was spinning those plates with Lazarus and Martha and Mary. He had to spin the plate to climb the mountain to visit with Moses and Elijah to keep him on the right track. He spins the plate today and he says to all of us, follow me. Follow me. And so we have to ask ourselves, how well are we spinning our faith plate and following Jesus? The plate calling us to follow him in faith, in love, and in service. It's why we come and spend time here in prayer to remind ourselves when we're spinning our faith plates right, all the other plates in our lives continue to spin. So we have to ask ourselves, what needs attention? What plates do I need to spin a little more? Which plates am I spinning well in my life? Which ones need attention so that they don't fall and break? So today we come and spin the plate of our faith. We pray it will help us keep our other life plates spinning in the right direction. Amen.